There were big anti-government protests in Belgrade today. Students and others demonstrated in the Yugoslav capital against court rulings that annulled municipal election victories by the opposition coalition known as Zajedno. Busloads of riot policemen were reportedly behind the scenes today, but the demonstrations were peaceful, with just a few protesters throwing eggs at the office of President Slobodan Milosevic and other government buildings. BBC reporter Paul Wood says as many as 100,000 people were out on the streets of Belgrade today.
That makes this the biggest protest since 1991, when the government had to back off and sack some people in state television. The opposition hopes that this time they will force a similar climb down.
What is the nature of the protest? Elections out in the countryside and for the Belgrade City Council. Apparently, the protesters believe that the Milosevic government has stolen these elections, or is trying to?
That's right. The opposition believe they're facing a pretty naked and brazen attempt to steal the election. What happened is that, rather surprisingly to many people, the opposition did very well in the local elections. They took Belgrade, getting a clear majority, 70 seats out of 110. They also won a number of provincial cities. The victory moment didn't last long, though, because local election commissions and local municipal courts overturned these victories. They said they'd had complaints from socialist candidates that fraud had taken place. Now, there's been very little evidence that any fraud had in fact taken place. The opposition say this is merely a device by the socialists. They've been unable to win at the ballot box. Therefore, they've used procedural maneuvers to overturn the result.
If you are in opposition now to the Milosevic government, what exactly does that mean? What would you be protesting besides this fracas about the elections?
Well, people have had a very tough time here over the past 4 or 5 years, particularly on the economic front, and this is why a lot of people are joining these demonstrations now. There's 50% unemployment here, there's 100% inflation, pensions haven't been paid for months, a lot of workers in state industries aren't getting paid, salaries are very low. If you're earning $120 a month, the Serbian equivalent of that, you're doing pretty well here. Even some of the policemen I've spoken to haven't been paid on time, and privately I've been told many of the police do sympathize with the demonstrations. That's an indication of how serious things are for President Milosevic, and if these demonstrations do increase, do grow, that he could be in very serious trouble indeed.
How has the state television been playing the trouble today in Belgrade out in the countryside of Serbia?
Well, state television is extremely important for President Milosevic's grip on power. He has pretty well excluded the opposition from any mention in the news bulletins during election campaigning. And now, during this time of trouble, one sees very, very little about the demonstrations. Nothing on Radio Television Serbia. It's the sixth or seventh item in the bulletin on television stations like Politico, which are heavily influenced by the governing socialists. And then the pictures seem to suggest that really the demonstrations aren't that big. So there's very little about it on the state television outlets. This has caused anger among the opposition supporters. One of the targets for the egg throwing and for the demonstrators has been state television. And this is one of the things they want changed if there is a change of government here.
And this is Monday. What do you see for tomorrow? Is this receding do you think it will increase, the protests?
I think it will increase. We thought last week on the fifth day of protest that it was dying down a little. Then it seemed to gain a new lease of life. The opposition leaders went on hunger strike. More and more people came out on the streets. Now, today, on the eighth day of protest, we've seen the biggest crowd yet. They're promising more for tomorrow and more for the day after, when there are supposedly going to be third-round runoff ballots. They're being boycotted by the opposition. They say that they won't have any part in the electoral process now, that it's being, they say, so blatantly manipulated by the socialists. And they're going to call people out on the streets. They say they're going to have to do this because international support has been sadly lacking. They say that because President Milosevic is so valuable for the Bosnian peace process, such a valuable tool of Western diplomacy, that people are supporting him. And they say their only option now, in the face of what they say is a lack of international condemnation of the government here, is to bring yet more people out on the streets.
Paul Wood is a BBC correspondent based in Belgrade.